You're listening to WCNO, Palm City.
So I took the ASVAB test, the Armed Services Vocational Aptitude Battery, I think it stands for, and then got a physical. And after some little hiccups, I was able to get into the Air Force. And then while I was in the Air Force, about 2.5 years into it, God called me into the ministry, showed me I had to go to Southeastern College, to the Bible college that had prayed for me.
Mm-hmm.
And then eventually started getting into the field of counseling. Mm-hmm. And I didn't even know how to relate to people still very well. Mm. God had to show me that. God had to teach me how to trust people, how to appreciate them, and how to love them. I mean, he started from scratch with me. And he's done a great job. And the only thing, you know, I can give myself, I don't want to say credit, but I had a willingness to listen, to submit,
to yield.
You know, submit yourself to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you.
Yeah.
And through this cancer situation and everything going on, and stepping up my game with the kinds of clients that I've been counseling, God has drawn very close to me as I've really had to get close to him and do my best to be my best through him and his work and his power.
So what's next? Now, do you find that these lessons you learned or have been helpful for you as a Christian counselor? Because every day, or at least weekdays, you see you do interviews over the phone with people, which is the new way of doing
video.
It's called, what do you call it, telemedicine.
Yes.
Telemedicine. Or you meet with people face-to-face.
Yes.
Yeah.
Sometimes, yes.
And so has this all affected you? I mean, has circumstance or the Lord above sent you people who or experienced darkness like you did?
It's yes. It's been very rewarding. The past, say, about 5 months or so, I've led 4 clients to Christ.
Really?
And I'm not saying they're able to choose me to be a Christian, but some of these that I've led, they were not Christians. They didn't choose me for that. Some of them just choose me for the eye patch. You know, what's going on with the eye patch thing? But yes, there's something going on with them, and God would help me kind of talk to them and kind of move the conversation in an area where they were open to it. For instance, there was an Army, won't say his name, so I'm not breaking confidentiality, but he was an Army vet. And his wife is an Army vet.
Don't ever give a last name, no.
And even a first. I don't even remember his first. But they were both Army vets. He had been home, and his wife had just come back from deployment, and they were both not getting along at all. And he was depressed about that. And if I remember right, anxiety was going on with it, too. And during our first session, you know, he had said he was a believer and all. But God's like, ask him if he's, you know, kind of the person that kind of will go to church every once in a while, or do you really have a personal relationship with God? And if not, would you want a personal relationship with God? And maybe he will help you in your marriage. So he said, yeah, the first. I said, well, would you like to, you know, so he said, yes, you know, so I led him to Christ.
Now, were you face-to-face with this man, or was this on the phone?
Video.
Video.
Yes.
Okay, so Zoom.
Kind of.
Okay.
It's online.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Whatever. Okay.
Yes. So, yeah, the next session, God had given him, I was already seeing God move in his life, had given him courage to speak to his wife about, you know, hey, are we you know, separating? What's going on? She didn't want it, but because he didn't have the courage to talk to her, there was a miscommunication going on. She thought he was not happy with her. Mm. He thought she was not happy with him. And so within the second session, they were getting back together. They were, you know, talking. They were enjoying time with their children. It was great. It was really great. And by the third session, he's like, I think I'm good. I'm like, all right. Another happy warrior.
Yeah.
You know, on his way.
Now, why do most people seek a counselor like you? How do they find out?
Well, these days, you know, there's a lot of depression and anxiety going on for children. I feel like...
do you help people of all ages?
Yes.
Is there any one predominant audience that you work with?
I would say lately 20s, 30s, 40s.
Okay.
But I have a couple of 60s.
Mm-hmm.
I tried one woman who was 80. That didn't go over, just being honest.
Yeah.
It was too big of a generation gap, and yeah.
Mm.
So
most people come to you because they're depressed?
A lot of depression out there these days. Well, you think, you know, you feel what you think.
Is depression anger?
It can be.
Pushed down, or what do they say?
It can be. It could be from trauma. It's negative thoughts. I mean, it just comes down to that. And if you're thinking negatively, you're going to feel negatively. You think it long enough, it becomes ingrained in you, and it becomes a mood disorder.
Yeah, a mood disorder.
Yeah, and same with anxiety. If you're fearful about certain things and it keeps growing, you know, they can get panic attacks and other things. So there's quite a few ways to help them out. And then when you bring the Christian counseling side of it, prayer for sure. Mm-hmm. You can bring Bible verses or passages. And the Bible is like a sledgehammer to hard rock. You know, the truth will set you free, you know. And so many times that'll happen. God showed me, and I'll share this, a formula for people who are believers, Christians, who are experiencing depressed moods. I haven't memorized the Bible. What do you want to say? Where it's found in the Bible, but it is all biblical. It goes, God inhabits the praises of his people. In the presence of the Lord, there is fullness of joy, and the joy of the Lord will be your strength.
Mm-hmm.
So you worship, you praise God, you come to him with humility, you draw near to him with honesty, you praise him in your praises, his presence, his manifest presence will show up. It'll start to bring a peace and a joy into your life and your heart, and then that will strengthen you. Push back on the enemy.
Hmm.
There are many, many things that God has brought me through, not only through this. I could do a part two. There may be a part two in the works, but for now, it would be called, careful little eyes what you see, and it's going to address how society and the media, how it's shaping young children's lives. And it's like, be very careful what your children watch, careful what they listen to.
Mm-hmm.
It's the eye gate, it's the ear gate. It's, you know, one of the old sayings, garbage in, garbage out. Mm-hmm. You just have to be careful. And at least, as parents, provide context. I do not blame my parents for anything that happened. They thought I was fine. By my silence, you know, the squeaky wheel gets the attention, and my brother is the squeaky wheel of the family. Very talkative, very complain-oriented. And with me, it just seemed like I was content. It seemed like I was okay. They didn't know there was a tornado brewing in me of absolute rage that just wanted vengeance on the whole world at a certain point.
Are your parents alive now?
Oh, yes.
Oh, God. What did they think about this whole outcome?
don't they think? Well, my mom read the book and she said it was very difficult for her to read, you know, to see that her son went through all that. And she didn't know because I kept it quiet. But there are clues.
They Christians?
They are. In fact, I led my mom to Jesus when I came out of the Air Force in 1995.
Wow.
My dad rededicated his life. There was a ministry called Toronto Blessing here that visited Central Assembly of God.
Yeah.
We were there. I took my wife and my mom and my dad there.
Yeah.
And my mom was healed. Her eye, she got hit in the eye when she was like 3 or 4 years old.
Yeah.
It damaged her tear duct. And one of the Toronto Blessing ministers said, you know, there's a person here. You're not able to tear up. Your eyes are very dry. You constantly have to use drops or else you'll lose your eyesight.
Oh, my word.
And her eye, she said she started tearing up and like crying like immediately.
Oh, my word.
So, yeah. And then my dad, he rededicated. And
some people want to resist the power of the Spirit. The Spirit and but the Bible says in the end times there will be those that will deny the Spirit and the power thereof. Because people tend to not like things they can't control. Well, we can't control that, so we don't allow that stuff here. And healing stopped with the apostles. Well, no, it didn't stop with the apostles.
Absolutely not.
And then they want to judge certain people that are on TV, like if you're too much of a positive thinking pastor. Hey, people have different callings. I'm Rhett. It's a calling of Rhett, rhetorical. It means encourager in Welsh, okay?
Right.
So people get mad at some of these preachers. Oh, it's too much of a positive message. Well, you know, sometimes it's kind of like an Alcoholics Anonymous. They go to a higher power.
Right.
And some people would say that's Antichrist. Well, I think you need to be quiet because I tell you what, in time, people will realize the higher power. Jesus is very capable of introducing you to him in his own time. And
Pray that God reveal the true self to him.
So here your mother had this healing.
Mm-hmm.
That's great.
Yes. Yeah.
I love to hear those.
And my
stories.
Dad, he had multiple sclerosis when I was a kid.
And?
While I was in the Air Force, it went into remission apparently when he had cancer. He had the same type of cancer I had, but unfortunately he had to lose his voice box. So he's very adept, very good at speaking with prosthetics.